What do Salt-N-Pepa, Amy Winehouse, Oasis, and the theme song to the animated TV show Futurama have in common? These 6 seconds. This is called the Amen Break. It's used in at least 2,000 songs spanning a range of genres. It was created half a century ago by the band The Winstons, but they never saw a cent from it. Aaron Wygant of member station WFAE visited one of the last remaining band members in Wadesboro, North Carolina.
The Winstons were a funk and soul band formed in 1967 in Washington, D.C. They started out as backup musicians before briefly hitting it big. Band leader Richard Spencer, who plays the saxophone and sang lead, remembers the rush of those days fondly. The group's first professional photo hangs in his living room.
The guy at the top is Ray Maritana. Now that's Phil. Phil was the pretty boy. That's me. Now that's Greg right there with shades on.
Gregory Coleman was the drummer. He died in 2006. He was the one who played the Amen Break. Spencer and the rest of the band didn't think much of it at the time.
Everybody was doing drum beats, you know. It just was nothing new to me.
What do you think it is about the Amen Break that is so...
I have tried to think. I don't know. It was different. I don't think it was anything special. I tell you what was special when I met Michael Jackson.
Or when he played backup for Otis Redding. Or when he won the 1969 Grammy for Best Rhythm and Blues Song for Color Him Father. But it's the song on the B side of that record that gave the Winstons music immortality. The Amen Break came out of their instrumental version of a gospel hymn that they called Amen Brother. That middle part is what early hip-hop artists sampled. N.W.A. was one of the first back in 1988. Now try to catch it sped up in David Bowie's 1997 song, Little Wonder. Artists are still using it. Ronnie Size is a popular drum and bass producer and DJ in the UK, who says the Amen Break is one of the backbones of his music.
God, I've used it pretty much in every record I've ever done. It was just one of those breaks where you can just manipulate it and you can just make it sing and dance the way that you wanted it to.
In 1996, Spencer was surprised to get a call from another UK record producer looking to license the break. That was the first time anyone had actually asked him to use it.
I tried a couple of times to see if I could regain some of my money or get, and it was just too expensive. And plus, I had other things to do than be sitting around chasing the past.
Because the song was recorded before 1972, it's not covered by federal copyright law. Spencer isn't angry, just more resigned. As a black musician in the 1960s, he became used to being somewhat anonymous.
They wouldn't put the picture of the Winstons on the album because the Southern distributors said they would not distribute anything that seemed like it was promoting racial integration. Because we were a mixed group, we couldn't get jobs in certain places.
Spencer still practices his music, but just at home. After the Winstons broke up in 1969, he worked for the D.C. public transit system and went back to school.
I had nothing after the record. I had a high school education and a Grammy, which had no value. So I had to go back to college, and I just fell in love with reading.
He ended up pursuing his Ph.D. in political science at Howard University. In 2000, he returned to his hometown Wadesboro and taught history at the local high school. It's here that he raised his son Richard in a modest brick house. In the living room, his Grammy Award and gold record are lost in a sea of pictures and framed diplomas.
That's Richard's degree there at Pfeiffer University. Pray to God. I'm more proud of that than anything.
In the past few years, Spencer has received some recognition. In 2015, a DJ in the UK set up a GoFundMe page in Spencer's name as a thank you for the Amen break. Almost 2,000 people donated about $26,000. He posted a video of himself on Facebook holding a giant check.
You guys are the best. Thank you very, very much. Amen.
This October, Spencer will join such legends as Andy Griffith, James Taylor, and Ben E. King when he's inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. For NPR News, I'm Erin Wygant in Waynesboro, North Carolina.